This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathiran. Amma ba'du. I want to say to you three things. The first thing I want to say to you is that this month, which is fast disappearing, came for one reason only, and that reason was to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لِمَذَا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed for those before you. For what? So that you may become muttaqoon. Who are muttaqoon? Muttaqoon are those for whom all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, starting from ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Two, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah said, this is Allah's book, and in this there is hidayat and there is guidance for the muttaqun, not Muslim. To be Muslim is to enter the door, that's it. If you want benefit, you have to do more than that. And two, and this is not the ibtida or intiha, I'm just picking two ayat from Surah Talaq, where Allah said, for the muttaqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract him from his difficulties. Allah will do that. Allah did not say, you make the effort, then I will do it. Allah said, Allah will extract him. As long as he has taqwa, Allah will extract him from his difficulties. Allah will save him from difficulties. He does not need to do anything. Ibrahim alayhi salam was sitting trussed up, completely tied up in the cup of the trebuchet. To save his life from the fire, what effort did Ibrahim alayhi salam make? Nothing, zero. He couldn't make any. He was tied up, and what effort did he make? Allah saved him. So Allah is saying this. This is the reason the month came. So we must become muttaqeen. And therefore, as the month is almost disappearing, as our Shaykh said, it's almost gone. Today is the first of the odd nights. Tomorrow will be the 21st fast. If we have 29 days, it means another 8 days. If we have 30 days, it means another 9 days. And it's gone. Ramadan will come again until Allah keeps this world. But whether I will be there and you will be there, we don't know. So every Ramadan, the best thing to do is to treat it as if this is my last. Because one Ramadan, whether it is this one, or whether it is another one 100 years from now, or 10,000 years from now, depending on what life Allah gives you, one Ramadan will be the last. Yes? But we don't know that. So the safest way of addressing and being in any Ramadan is as if it is the last. Take full advantage of every minute, every second. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of Jannah, He shut the doors of Jahannam. The reward for Fard Salah is 70 times the reward in normal times. The reward for Fard Ibadah, not only Salah, Fard Ibadah, the reward for Nafil Ibadah is equal to that of Fard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not level the playing field, He skewed the playing field in our favor. And despite that, if we cannot take advantage of that, and if we cannot get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, then it is truly, truly sad. Right? So effort has to be made. Now this effort must be made. First and foremost condition of the effort is the niyat of the effort. The reason why we make the effort. This niyat has to be pure. The intention must be pure. Right? The fi hadith sahih, fi البخاري والمسلم متفق عليه. قال أبو حفص أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات. We know the hadith from the Bukhari and Muslim both متفق عليه agreed upon by narrated by سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the worth of the deed, the reward of the deed is based on its intention. One of the three major hadith in the collections of hadith, and these three are called one third of the entire treasure of knowledge, and that is called the hadith of the thalath, the hadith of the three. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, which means that on the day of judgment, three people will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before everybody else. The first of them will be a scholar, will be an alim of Islam, and he will be asked, what did you do? And he will say, Ya Rab, I studied your kitab, I studied your book, I studied your deen, and I taught this deen to people only to please you. And it will be said to him, you lied. You are a liar. Because you did all of this so that you will be called a great alim, a great scholar, and this was done. Because in this world, you were known to be People give you names. Khutub al-Aqdab, Shaykh al-Fulan, Shaykh al-Hind, Shaykh al-Wallahu Alam. So you got all these names. Here there is nothing for you. And this person will be thrown into the hellfire. The first person to go into the hellfire will be a scholar of Islam. The second one will be somebody, and same question will be asked to him, what did you do? And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. This is to establish the hujjah against the slave. Take it from your own mouth. What did you do? Now you are telling me what I did. What you did yourself. And he will say, I fought in your path until I gave my life in your path. So I was shaheed fi sabilillah. It will be said to him, no, you lied. You did that so that you will be called a great warrior. And people will say, oh, what a brave man, and so on and so on. This was done. You got all the awards and rewards and whatnot. Here, there is nothing for you. And he will be thrown into the hellfire. Who is this? Somebody who the world sees or saw or recognized as a shaheed fi sabilillah. And the third one will be somebody, he will be called and asked, what did you do? He will say, Arab, you gave me wealth and I spent it in your path. I did this, I did that, I built this masjid, I built the hospital and helped this one, that one. And it will be said to him, you lied. You did all of that, so you will be known as a philanthropist, as a great generous person. This was done in this world. Maybe you got, God knows, Nobel Peace Prize or whatnot, right? Here, there's nothing for you. And he is in the hellfire. So, ikhlasun niyyah. I remind myself and you, let us continuously check our niyyah. Check our intention. Why am I doing what I am doing? Don't get involved in unnecessary debates and arguments and so on and so forth. Did we see the moon here, see the moon there? I always say, Muslims don't have moon sighting, they have moon fighting. Really, the hadith of Rasulullah is very clear. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, see the moon and start fasting, see the moon and stop fasting. And he said, if the sky is cloudy, complete 30 days, right, of the previous month, of Rajab, of Shaban, or of Ramadan, 30, complete. Now people say, those days they, please. The Hindus have a lunar calendar which is 3,000 years old. They had a calendar 2,000 years before Rasulullah came into this world. That calendar will give you all the moon dates for another 1,000 years. It's not new. Whoever told you that moon calculation is new, he's talking through his head. It is the oldest thing in the world. You think the moon was born now? The moon. So why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say this? When I said to this in our interfaith work, I said this to in one workshop, and one of the rabbis, he literally had tears in his eyes. I said, why are you crying? He said, because you people are keeping alive a tradition that we lost long ago. He said, this was part of our religion. Part of Judaism was
We were connected to nature. We also had lunar calendar we used to follow. Then somebody said, no, it's very inconvenient. We don't know last minute. Let's fix everything. This desire to control everything which is not in our control. This is the problem. What is the problem with going with what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? No problem. It's a little bit inconvenient for, I agree with you, it's a little bit inconvenient for, so bear the inconvenience. The sign of love is to do more. The sign of love is to take on inconvenience for the one you love. Right? It's not to have everything in your, I will meet you when it suits me. So then who do you love? You or the one you're talking to? So don't fight with all this. Alhamdulillah, we follow the moon sighting for the barakah of the sunnah, of the word of Nabi alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not because it is modern or not modern. No, those reasons are, that's nonsense. Whoever is saying that has not understood the deen. We follow it because it is the barakah of the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anybody thinks that there is no barakah in the word of the Nabi alayhi salam, then we have nothing to say to you. Do what you want. Don't get involved in all this. Stay with the religion. Stay with connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reading the Quran, listening to the Quran, reflecting on the Quran, reflecting on our own lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, Aina tathabun, where are you going? Let's ask ourselves this question. Where am I going? Where is my life leading me? Right? Take this time. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us this time. Allah gave you this beautiful masjid, this beautiful environment. Take full advantage of that. Don't get, anybody ask you any of this disputing questions, say, please, forgive me. I don't know, go ask somebody else. Yes, very simple, I don't know, go ask somebody else. No disputes, alhamdulillah. We have one Allah, we have one Rasul, we have one Kitab, that's enough. We don't need any disputes. Right, don't dispute. Have ikhlas of niyyah and let us try to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made it easy and Allah will inshallah make it happen for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to accept our siyam and qiyam and sawb. We ask Allah to accept all our sadaqat. We ask Allah to enable us and encourage us to give more and more and more and more, make more effort. And we ask Allah to accept that effort to make it muzayyan, make it more beautiful and to increase it and to bring it to the level where it is worthy of being accepted. By him, Jalla Jalaluhu, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.